Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Chlach of Tess. We're looking at Simon Beis. So the Chayyadim says that the person who's the Chazan, Tzarech Lamed Bimkarmoy, Kedehiluk Dalad Amas, Kedem Sheyachsel Bimkarmoy. So we mentioned before the idea that a person, when he steps back, he should not immediately return back to his place, but he needs to pause in that place for the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which is not a very long time, as we explained before. But a person should wait that amount of time before he goes back to his place. So then he goes back. Now, the Lashon of the Chayyadim is the Tzarech Lamed Bimkarmoy. There are two reasons given in halacha why you have to wait. So in the average case, a person is davening his private Shemoneh Esrei, and he should wait at least the time it takes with Dalet Amos, because otherwise it looks like he's rushing away from the Shemoneh Esrei. Over here he has a tzibur that has to be mitzi. It doesn't look like he's rushing away. But there's a second reason, which is brought down. Let's, for example, a person is davening Tefillas Tashlumen. So he's davening two tefillas back to back. Or a person is davening by himself b'yechidus, and he's davening Shacharis and then Musaf directly afterwards. So he still should wait the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. You can't say he's running away because he's going back to Shemoneh Esrei. So what's the issue? The issue is a person should have time to Mizyashiv Daitoy. You sort of like to have to reset your mind before you start again. So that applies to the Chazan as well. The Lashon of the Ramah, which this Chayyadim comes off, is not as strong as the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim is Tzorech Lamoid. It's required. The language of the Ramah is not as strong. He says that one should do so, but it doesn't use the word Tzorech. But the Chayyadim is understanding that this is a Chiyuv. With Tzorech Lamoid, Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, the person who's davening the Shemoneh Esrei as the Chazan, says the pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftochu Fiyagit Tehilo Secho before he starts. He does not need to say Kishem Hashem. He's allowed to say it if he wants. But the pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftochu, which the Gemara sees as Tfila Richto, the Gemara says that the halacha is we're not supposed to interrupt between Geula and Tfila. So how are we allowed to say Hashem Sosai Tiftochu? So the Gemara says it's considered tefillah richta. It's considered an extension of the tefillah. It's not an interruption because it's part of the tefillah itself. So therefore, the chazan has to say it. So based on that reasoning, the question is, why doesn't he not say it out loud? The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph from the Magen Avraham that the Hashem Sosai should be said quietly. And that's the minhag of Ashkenazim, is to say Hashem Sosai quietly. The minhag of the Sfaradim is to say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch out loud. And some people who follow the Gro, according to some understanding, would require that as well. So the Bir Halacha there in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph asks a different question. He says, let's say a person forgot the Pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch and he started Shemoneh Esrei with Baruch Ata Hashem. So if Hashem Sosai Tiftoch is considered an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei, he forgot part of Shemoneh Esrei, you'd have to go back. He says, that's a possibility. He says, don't bring me a raya from the fact that the Chazan says it quietly. That shows me that it's not an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei. Because otherwise, how can he say it quietly? That's not so. Because even though it's part of Shemoneh Esrei, it is a tefillah that when the one who's opening his mouth and expressing it with his lips, he should say it properly. So part of my tefillah is I daven first for help with my tefillah. Now everybody needs help with their tefillah, even the person who's listening. But since the tefillah which is said is about expressing with your lips, Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, only the Chazan is the one that's relevant to. So there's no reason for him to say it out loud. So even though it's part of Shemoneh Esrei, and he's being moed to the Tzibur in Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore he has to say Shemoneh Esrei out loud. But this part of the tefillah, which is part of tefillah, is to daven for help with your tefillah. Only the chazan needs to do that, and therefore he can say it quietly, even though it is an actual part of Shemoneh Esrei. But at the end, he proves that it's not ma'akev, and a person does not go back if he forgot the pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tivtoch. So if it's not ma'akev, because it's not part of Shemoneh Esrei, so it's very easy to understand why it said quietly. But he's saying, even if you look at it as an actual part of Shemoneh Esrei, it can still be said quietly, and that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. There is a diak and a grua that you should say it out loud, in Moshe Sternberg, in his tshuvas, which are called tshuvas van hagas, chelik gimel, he's medayik that it should be said out loud, and he says in his shul, which is basically this hagroa, in Harnoif, they're makbid to say Hashem Sosai Tivtoch out loud, which is the minhag of the Svardim as well. Okay, we'll continue Bezat Hashem, the simon tomorrow. Have a good day.